This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Almost 2,000 innocent people have been killed by Russian forces in Bucha, Irpin, Mariupol, Ukraine, some just for speaking Ukrainian or having Ukrainian symbols. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze was granted exclusive access to the scene of a mass graveyard in Izum in the Kharkiv region that contains more than 400 bodies. Most of them apparently died particularly violent deaths, with many victims found with their hands tied behind their backs, ropes around their necks, broken bones, and gunshot wounds. United Nations experts and Ukrainian officials have pointed to new evidence of war crimes in Ukraine. The head of a UN-mandated investigation body said Friday that the war crimes include rape, torture, and the confinement of children have been committed in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. The fight to end the pandemic of COVID-19 takes place on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Any mention of COVID by world leaders typically came at the tail end of a long list of grievances. But on the sidelines of the annual meeting, the pandemic was still very much part of the conversation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gathered world leaders to discuss equitable access to COVID vaccines, tests, and treatments.
It's time to build political momentum to finish the job on COVID-19.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the encouraging signs mask a deep disparity between wealthy and poor countries.
Now is the time for all of us to run harder and make sure we cross the line and reap the rewards of all our hard work.
Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Referendums are underway in which Russia launched on Friday aimed at annexing four occupied regions of Ukraine, drawing condemnation from Kyiv and Western nations who dismissed the votes as a sham and pledged not to recognize their results. Ukrainian officials said people were banned from leaving some occupied areas until the four-day vote was over, that armed groups were going into homes, and that employees were threatened with being fired if they did not participate. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said on Saturday that Iran must deal decisively with protests, which have swept the country after the death in custody of a woman detained by the Islamic Republic's morality police. 35 people have been killed in the week-long demonstrations, according to Iran's state television, with protests spreading to most of the country's 31 provinces. The death toll from a migrant boat that sank off the Syrian coast after sailing from Lebanon earlier this week has risen to 89. That's according to Syrian state television on Saturday. China has accused the United States of sending, quote, very wrong, dangerous signals on Taiwan after the U.S. Secretary of State told his Chinese counterpart that the maintenance of peace and stability over Taiwan was vitally important. Taiwan was the focus of a 90-minute, quote, direct and honest talk between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the margins of the U.N. General Assembly in New York, this according to a U.S. official who spoke to reporters. In Britain, a new photo of King Charles III at work has been released. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
King Charles III has been pictured taking up his new state duties in Buckingham Palace for the first time. In the image, the monarch is seen looking into his official red box, which contains documents from the British government and the Commonwealth. In a sign of royal continuity, the picture is taken in front of a photo of his late parents, Elizabeth and Philip, which the pair had gifted to King George VI in 1951, the year before Elizabeth became queen. During her own reign, Queen Elizabeth II was also regularly pictured with her official red box, which each monarch receives from their private secretary. Zaria Shakili, London.
Yonhap, South Korea's military has detected signs that North Korea may be preparing to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile, or SLBM, according to Yonhap News on Saturday, days before a visit by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. The military detected preparations this week in Sinpo, South Hamgyong Province, North Korea, according to Yonhap. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.